Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. In the world of lighting, reducing energy use rules the day, especially in lighting used outside the home. Enter the light-emitting diode, or LED. It's become the light of choice for efficiency, and in recent years, cost.
The operating costs are, a sixth of an incandescent bulb.
That's Gordon Spainhauer. He's an electrical contractor in Columbia who had dropped by an LED manufacturer's display at a function in Columbia earlier this year.
The lifetime of the fixture, so you'll be buying 10 incandescent bulbs by the time over the life of this one LED fixture.
The LED fixture he was talking about was one of many that Paul Warner had on display at the event.
These are each about 9 to 10 watts apiece. They replace about a 65 watt.
Warner was busy scrambling around trying to get his sales pitch in to the many people milling around his LED display.
This stuff is changing all the time. It's getting more efficient and less wattage.
Warner knows lighting. 32 years in the business. The St. Louis County man is now a representative for dozens of lighting manufacturers. But he says only in recent years has LED become a game changer when he sits down with someone to talk lighting.
They pick out a fixture. We're looking at a fixture that 2 years ago would use 80 watts. Now we could use 40 watts. So it's helping them reduce their overall energy consumption. And the fixtures are probably nicer looking now because they're smaller, they're thinner, and they're more efficient.
His clients are generally those who spend a lot of money on lighting bills.
We just finished a garage over at the hospital, University Hospital. That was an HID garage converted to LED.
That, of course, is not the only MU facility going with LED. And the city of Columbia, well, it got on board with LED a while back.
The parking garages downtown all have been changed to LED.
That's Frank Cunningham, the City of Columbia's Energy Services Supervisor. He says when LED lights are installed, there is some upfront cost because the lighting fixtures have to be retrofitted.
The energy savings that you see pays for the cost of the retrofit in 2 years' time.
The energy savings for the city are significant. The garage at 6th and Cherry, $12,000 a year. That's energy savings every year, and that's just one garage. Columbia Parks and Rec staff is also considering making a switch to LED in the gymnasium and the swimming pool areas at the Arc.
These two areas provide us the biggest payback, and that's where we want to start with.
Recreation Services Manager Erica Kaufman will have a big say in making that call, a call that could save them 50 to 60% in energy costs. The city's energy services supervisor, Frank Cunningham, says for the swimming pool, that would be an estimated $10,000 a year in savings. And that's just the pool.
Gymnasium, we have one estimate that's another $10,000 per year.
These kind of numbers are not uncommon. Probably part of the reason Paul Warner says LED lighting now makes up about 80% of his business. That's it for Missouri Environment. You can also find us at KBIA.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.